Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. The God Ben Frank, you know how we do, man. You know how we do. Rest in peace to Trayvon Martin, of course. You know, we ain't win that case, but you know, there's more. They're gonna have another case coming up, whether it's the civil case or whatever, man. Federal justice gonna step, department gonna step in, whatever gotta be done, man, because it don't make no sense for this dude to get off and then he get his gun back after this trial, after all of this. It don't make no sense, man. So we gonna see what happens with this, man. It's only right, you know what I mean? You know, something happens like this, you see Reverend Al stepping in, you know? So it's interesting to see what happens. Dude should have got convicted. The prosecution team should have did a better job, first and foremost, you know what I mean? But we're going to talk about that case a whole lot more a little later. You know how we do with the rundown a little later. Got that heat. You know how we do. We got Tika Town, Canadian hip-hop record label, calling in a little while. We're going to build with them. They're going to talk about, you know, hip-hop scene out in Canada, everything going out in Toronto and all that good stuff. You know, shout-out T-Dot, Vancouver, Edmonton, Montreal, everybody out there in Canada to hold us down and rock with us. You know how we do. Let's get straight to that heat. Let's get it, baby. Yeah. 26 on my third GQ cover. Your new shit sound like you do covers of all of my old shit, oh shit. I'm devoted to making sure that shit goes unnoticed. Swear you niggas is hopeless. I should run a clinic for niggas that think they winning on some cold shit. 50 M's for a 3-month road trip. I see straight through them like fish tanks with no fish in them. Drizzy still got some O-sticks in them. IRS all in my book getting they matlock on. All this capital, it's like I left the caps lock on. It's like every time I plot a return, I seem to shift the game. See, I can still talk keys without pitching cane. Pay yourself and owe yourself. When you come to my city, just know yourself. Know where you at. I'm good in every town. I'ma be there doing shows where you at. The lights hitting, women screaming like Jodeci's back, nigga.
That's where the feeling is. That's where all this shit comes from. You know what I mean? Like, the music that you and I used to listen to was just absolutely phenomenal because we went through it all. We went through everything. I remember you loved Jodeci.
Your money is just a little Barney's co-op for you to be trying to show out. I'm in your girl ear planting seeds like a grow out. We move the operation to Cali soon as the snow drop. Oh, stop, please stop arguing about who's the best MC. I think everyone would agree, they know that you're not. I know I'm a short shot, middle finger poking you in your sore spot. Balls sound like I'm under oak, nigga. I Comedy Central roast niggas and turn them to ghost niggas. Either I'm getting bigger or you're just getting smaller, or it's both, nigga. I'm just as unforgiving as most niggas. You bit the hand, now starve, it's not a joke, nigga. I hang you with it after I teach you the roast, nigga. Oh well, bitches paint OVO on their toenails and show up at the show, the after party in the hotel. That 5-star in your city, they know where we at. I hit the lobby, women screaming like Jodeci's back, nigga.
Jodeci back. Bitches screaming like Jodeci back. I call the front desk for condoms, she saying they ain't got none. The way that I'm responding, she know that we black, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Jodeci back. Fucking hoes like Jodeci back. I paint pictures and flip words. A nigga with a dark death poetry back. Cold, rooftop, hoes turned up. Looking for your bitch, bet she won't turn up. Wonder where she is, fuck could she be? She's a hoe, she's a slut, she's a freak. Heard a couple niggas hating, but them fuck niggas weak. Count $100,000 like it sucks to be me. Ain't that what you wanted? Stunting on you niggas. Came in this game, never frontin' on you niggas. Gave your heart and soul, stories of my pain. Felt naked cause I laid it all, my glory and my shame. Caught fire just to have niggas ignore me in my flame. About to burn down the house, they tryna pull me in the rain. No, fuck your list, you lame niggas and doubters. I'm undoubtedly the hottest, and that's just me being modest. Go check the numbers, dummy, that's just me getting started. I'm autistic, you niggas is autistic, retarded, started. Hold your applause. What good's a poker face when you joke to show me your cards? David and Goliath taking on the Giants. No need for pause when I tell you my ball's bigger than yours, Cole. No false guys. Young Mike playing against the Monster. Tapping in the 94-9 or that 96-8 or that chronic shit Drake, which was really just Slim Shady. I'm silly, my pen crazy. Today I'm out in Philly. My fans waiting for 12 hours just to get their dollar sign. Thought stream like I'm Spotify. Trench coat flow, bottom line. City's too cool for school, niggas, I'm Colin Brown.
flow dumber than your projections. This makes twice now, I double what you expected, yet your colors keep perplexing me. Maybe it's too complex for me, but is this about skills or is this about sales? Cause either fucking way, man, all them niggas is left to me. New legends know that we rap. Bitches screaming like Jodeci Beck.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Is that the lovely Lola on the line?
Yes, it is.
All right, all right.
How you
been?
Oh my God, I missed my show.
I know. Where you been?
Oh my God, I've been working. I got a few shoots coming up. You know, trying to keep it different.
That's what's up. That's what it's all about. What you been working on?
We're working on a segment. It's for, you ever seen The Biggest Loser?
Yeah.
It's something like The Biggest Loser, but it's more of a competition. And it's also to teach people, like, you know, not to be, you don't have to be a beast to keep fit and ways to keep fit. You know what I'm saying? Just
right,
trying to help
right.
a few people out. So, and it's hosted by Dougie Fresh. He's a rap icon. And we're going to have, they're not sure who they're going to have for the girl, to host. But, yeah, I'm one of the competitors.
That's what's up. That's big. You doing your thing, sis.
Give me 1 second. Hold on.
That's all good. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got Tika Town calling in a minute. Canada, stand up. Toronto, what's popping? The lovely Lola was gone last week, but she back rocking with us. You know how we
do. She's back. Get your mind right. Get your money right. That's right.
For real.
Fire. We're going to play some good heat today. Oh, man. It feels good to be back.
You already know. On that note, shit. Matter of fact, you couldn't say no better than me. Like, you know. I mean, just might as well just play it. Play it.
Oh, yeah. Special occasion tonight. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. Kick shit.
Come on, me back it up, cause my son's spectacular. Like Spider-Man, I have a caught up in the web, I weave. Ball hawk collecting G's here to Tel Aviv. My chocolate mommy said she loved me cause I let her breathe. Inhale, exhale, used to have the next cell, chirping with the next cell. Now I spit the punchline, that'll leave your head swell. On front line, no more playing, set trail. So on your mark and set go. Ain't nothing petty over here, we stack all the jet. So you just started the escrow. And I'm seeing return of investment. Popping bottles with a chick and a best friend. They study wine and I'm steady shining. Heavy grinding, dancing like they pants, I already climbed it. I'm God's son, lady with a God flow. Life's good now, it's my son, I'm hard, yo.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. With estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. Kick shit. Money on the table, the guard never pass it up. Quarter pounder, that's out, your baby mom, bag it up. Good with the Franklin, cut them rack them up. Good with the Franklin, real estate, add it up. Frank be chillin', Frank be chillin'. What more can I say? The guard building, hood coast to coast, they drug dealing. USA try to play, guard children. Pull a horse, match the horses in my beamer. Bet against man, you could give me up. Checkmate, we up. 10 shots, 3 cups. Leave the round, 10 seconds. Bang with the D cup. See us winning. New York City, mind no ceilings. I talk grind, what the deal is. You wanna play cards with the dealers. You wanna swim with the sharks. I can make you feel it. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You
see the guards in the building. Mike be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. Kick sh**, add it up.
That's my mission.
All my niggas off loud. We do the same day, man.
Ain't no competition. No, no. M-A-D. That's my mission. That's my mission.
Real niggas stand up, man.
Huh? Huh? For all this, I'm paper chasing. That's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top. No competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover. You gotta deal with it. For all this, I'm paper chasing. That's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top. No competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover. You gotta deal with it. And if you snitches that I haven't said, missing. Duck tape, mass on, no witness. I'm the realest and I put that on my sister. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. Cap gang, ain't nobody fucking with us. Started at the bottom, trying to touch the ceiling. I do this for all of my niggas in the system. And my daughter, what she wants, and I'm getting. Baby mama bitchin' while I handle my business. Baby twice, put me on ice like I'm slipping, but I'ma keep slipping. And that dick, bag it up in that trap dick. Started shit to them addicts. By any mean, I'm getting cabbage. Started off with a nick. Turn that shit to a half brick. Turn the cap to my block and then I smash it. Bitch. For all this, I'm paper chasing. That's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top. No competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it. For all this, I'm paper chasing. That's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top. No competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it.
My nigga, the break code. I'm about to show you what happened after you make the soda. I'm about to show you what happened after you make the quota. I'm about to show you what happened when money is your motive. A lot of niggas rapping, but they ain't like me and mad. My chick thick, yeah, she bad. And she got the ring of sweat. Rockin' them great bands, cooler than 8 man. As I pull my dick out, and she phrase it like, amen, amen. I've been rapping for a long time. And truth be told, these niggas ain't nowhere inside of mine. I've been rapping for a long time. And truth be told, these niggas ain't nowhere inside of mine. And that's word to man, BKA the money. On the camp, we good fellas, I'm Paulie and he's Sunny. That's word to man, BKA the money. On the cap, we good fellas, I'm Paulie and he's Sunny.
For all this, I'm paper chasing, that's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top, no competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you got.
Yeah, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got a caller, caller, talk to me.
What's good? What's going on?
What's going on? Yes.
Bro, how you doing?
Everything is good, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let everybody know what you all about, man. Where you from?
Yo, my name is Lionel. I've been talking to you guys back and forth about doing an interview today.
That's right, man. You live on the radio, bro. Let them know all about your company and what you do.
Well, I'm the founder of Tinkertown Publishing. It's a publishing house that operates as an independent record label.
Yes. That's big, man. Y'all based out in Canada?
Yeah, we're located in Toronto, Ontario.
Nice, man.
Beautiful.
Nice, man. But let everybody that's listening, let everybody know, you know, what the hip-hop scene out in Canada and Toronto is like, how it's different from the States.
The hip-hop scene over here is live. you know, it's catching on. It's getting to where it needs to be one day at a time, slowly but surely, you know what I mean? The hip-hop scene is over here. It's on the come-up right now, you know. As a whole, we're not quite where we need to be just yet, but individually speaking, everybody's working hard. Everybody's trying to get theirs going, you know what I mean?
Right, right. So it's more than just Drake going on out there.
Oh, it's a lot more. It's a lot more than just
right.
that. It's a lot more than just that. Yeah, it always has been a lot more than just that. You know,
right.
It's just that not everybody goes at the same time, and right now Drake is doing it, and, you know, soon it'll be somebody else. That's just the way it goes, you know?
That's right. I remember when, you know, Cardinal Official first came out and Coke Claire, you know, back in the day, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody get their little Pioneer. Shine once. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. What's going on with you? How are you doing?
We're doing good.
Oh, man, we blessed. Yeah,
trying to stay
yeah,
cool
yeah,
in this
man.
Heat.
The heat is killing you, huh?
It's too hot.
Yeah, that's you know, I much rather have the heat than the cold still, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I know you know
true.
About that up there. I know y'all know about the cold.
They got the snowman.
For real.
We got all kinds.
It's cold like 9 months a year out there.
Oh, my God.
For real.
That's terrible. You guys live in, how do you say that, igloos?
Yeah, well, no, not most of us, you know what I mean? It's a thing of the past, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. I've been in Canada 36 years, and I've never even seen an igloo, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's just the way it is. Yeah.
That's real. That's what's up, man. So I know, you know, everybody up there been watching what happened with, you know, Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case. How's it, you know, people feel about that up there in Canada?
People feel about what? You sorry?
About the, you know, the Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman case, you know.
Oh, people up here in Canada are going crazy.
Wow.
Zimmerman is just lucky he lives in a different country. That's
I
all.
Hear that.
You know? Yeah. People up here, they're not taking too well to that, you know what I mean?
Oh,
you know, over there in the States, a lot of you guys are... this whole thing has made some of you come out and it's made some of you not come out. Up here in Canada, everybody's coming out. You know, I mean,
right.
it's not something we take lightly. I mean, we might be your neighbors across the way, but we're still your brothers, too. And when one of you gets messed around, it hurts the rest of us as well. You know what I'm trying to say?
That's right.
Yeah. Something like that, you know, first of all, it never should have happened. But it did happen, and there's a bunch of thinking people, as grown-up individuals, you have to come up with a way to make sure it never happens again. You know
exactly.
what I mean? We're at the point right now in our lives where we have to do for ourselves and not depend on anybody else to do for us. Because if we keep depending on other people to do for us, then nothing is going to get done.
That's right.
You understand me? Yeah, you understand me. It's one thing to sit there and complain about what's being handed to us. It's something else to get up and go out and make a difference ourselves.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
That's the only way
one
it's
of the
gonna
biggest
get done.
Fears, one of the biggest fears that the world has is people like you and I binding together and becoming one unit.
That's right.
And that's
right.
exactly what we need to do. Now, you see, the thing about the U.S. has certain laws when it comes to guns. So people like you and I, we now have to start taking advantage of those laws. You know? In some states,
right.
it's okay to carry guns. Fine. Then let's use those laws to our advantage. Let's legally carry those guns. You understand me?
Yeah.
Right.
There's nothing in the world that's going to scare people more than having 3, 4, 5, 6 million African-Americans legally armed, legally patrolling the streets for a change. Instead of doing it undercover, legally
that's
doing
true.
It out in broad daylight. This is your law? Fine. We're going to use your law against you. You understand? Yeah. This is the rules you set forth? Fine. We're going to follow those rules. You want 2 guns? We're going to have 3. You
oh
got 9
God.
People armed? We're going to have 15 people armed by any means necessary.
Damn. You sound dangerous.
You understand?
That's
any means necessary. And this is not a joke. okay? There's nothing white America hates more than having black America unite. And every time somebody tries to unite black America, that person gets taken out. Whether it be Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, John Brown, the list is long.
That's
right. You understand me? The list is very long. And having African Americans join together and band together is one of the scariest things in Middle America. But that is what we need to do. By any means necessary, we need to unite. Okay? If, for example, in the States, if they have certain gun laws and certain laws that says it's okay to carry guns, fine. Then let us go out and let's get our permits legitimately and start carrying it the same way they're carrying it. And I bet you when we start doing that, they'll change the laws.
Exactly.
Everything is okay. Everything is okay when the other man does it, but it's not okay when the brother man does it. And the minute
right.
we start following their laws and abiding by their rules and carrying their guns the way they're doing it, I promise, other things are going to change.
Mm.
It's all good
That's
and
true.
It's all okay when they're the only ones doing it. But as soon as everybody else starts doing it, there's going to be a problem.
That's real, man. I can't say no better than that, man. That's what I'm talking about,
man. No, I'm telling you, this is not a joke. I'm telling you. Okay, it is not a joke. If certain states have certain laws regarding the use of guns and the possession of guns, fine. Then let's do it. Let's do it according to their laws. Watch how fast everything changed when a bunch of brothers are the ones driving around with pickup trucks and shotguns hanging out the back. Legally.
For real.
With permits and licenses.
With a red, black, and green flag on the back.
You see what I'm saying? You see
For
what
real.
I'm saying? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
I'm telling you, guys, everything becomes a lot different when, you know what I mean? Like right now, we're just facing them with words, but sometimes words fall on deaf ears.
That's real.
You know what I mean? There's an old saying back home in the country I was born in, those who can't hear will feel.
Exactly. They're going to feel it one way or the other. They're going to see.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So we can sit there and talk and talk and talk until the cows come home and nothing gets done, or we can get up and go out and make a difference ourselves.
I know that's
you know,
right,
sometimes
man.
It is better and it is easier to get up and go make a difference ourselves.
That's real,
You know
man.
What I mean? Yeah, it is very important to get up and go out and do it yourself. You can't always just wait for somebody else to help you because that person doesn't know your fight. They don't know your plight. They don't know what you're going through. They don't know what it's like to be profiled. We do. We understand those things. So we have to get up and make that difference for ourselves.
That's right, man.
You know, and I'm telling you, this boy here, Zimmerman, I'm not even playing with you. He's just lucky he's in a different country. Because up here in Canada, people went ballistic. You understand? Up here, the man then went mad. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I hang around a bunch of people from the islands, a bunch of island motherfuckers, and these guys...
Hey, they don't play that shit.
No, they don't. Yo, people went crazy up here. I'm telling you, bro. Like,
there's just a lot of shit happening. Everybody's getting away with injustice murder, you know? And then it's like, Michael Vick? He gets locked up for the dog fights. But then Casey Anthony, she gets freed and she killed her child. And then you got Trayvon Martin. And you see that new movie coming out, Fruitvale Station? That's also about a white cop who shot an unarmed black man who was laying down on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like, what is the justice? Why don't we have the justice system if we can't even pick up the phone and call 911 because we're afraid we might get shot? You know what I'm saying? That's terrible. That's terrible.
Well, you
right?
know, it's easy for the people who are making the laws, they know how to break the laws.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Do you understand? The people who are making the laws are making the laws for themselves. They're not making them for people like you and I. You understand? The justice system is not set up because of people like you and I. I mean, first of all, when the legal system was set up in the States, people like you and I were not considered to be peoples.
No.
Right.
No, we were not considered to be people or to be citizens. We were just considered as stock that you can own. So the law is not set up to protect people like you and I. However, we need to go out and make that change. And we can't do it by begging and asking. We can only do it by demanding. Because you have to understand something in life. Freedom is never given by the oppressor. It is demanded by those who are oppressed.
That's right, man.
You understand? Yeah.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you, I'm telling you point blank, and I'm making it known, and I hope the whole world is listening. Zimmerman is just lucky he lives in a whole other country. Because up here in Canada, people went nuts.
Mm.
You understand?
He's not lucky at all, because every day of his life, he's going to have to live like a black man. They're going to profile him. They're going to call him names. They're going to, everywhere he goes, they're going to turn him down. It's like, I would have rather been in jail. He's not going to have no more life to live no more. He should have just left Trayvon Martin alone, let him do what he got to do. The cops told you, don't chase him. Don't chase him. Why you got to chase him for? No, you have to go and do all that.
He broke the law. Bottom line is, he broke the law in more ways than one, and there's still freedom. You know what I mean? He broke the law. Like, no matter how you look at it, I don't really know any other way to say it other than the fact he broke the law, plain and simple. You know what I mean?
That's right.
He broke the law, plain and simple. It doesn't matter if 911 told him to stay in the car or whatever it is. The fact, I'm going to tell you right now, the fact that he stood there over a dying child's body with a gun in his hand and he watched that child die, that's murder. I don't care what technical name you want to call it. I don't care what plea bargains you want to make. If you stand over somebody's body and watch the person die a slow and painful death while you hold the smoking gun in your hand and you stood there and you watched them die, that's murder. Bottom line, I don't care who it is, what country you're in, that's murder. You know what I mean? Had he phoned 911 and say, oh, my God, please send some help. I made a mistake. I shot an unarmed child. You know?
Right.
I am. My name is such and such. I am the night watchman for a certain community. I thought there was a threat. I thought there was a problem, but it turns out it's an unarmed child. Please, please send some help. I am going to wait for the ambulance. Had he done something like that, it shows a little bit of compassion. So then maybe the manslaughter charge would have played into it. But he did nothing like that. Because the coldness and viciousness in the man's blood, the man stood there over a dying child and watched the life drain out of the child's body. And he did this while holding the smoking gun in his hand. You understand me? This is not an accidental hit and run where the man was drunk and he kept on driving. No, the man stood there. How long do you think it takes for somebody to die slowly? 15 minutes? 20 minutes? The man stood there for 15 minutes straight and watched it happen. He did not shoot the kid and then leave. He shot the kid and he stood there. Watched it happen. Made sure the job was done. Then he took off.
Wow.
Okay, and at the end of the day, that's a murder charge. No matter how you slice it, it's a murder charge. Bottom line, that's all there is to it. And still, he was able to go free.
And now they're giving
him
his gun back. After all this, they're going to give him the same gun back.
Like I said, the laws, if that's the way the law is set up, then we should start taking the law to our advantage. Okay, let's see how they react when you have 2-3 million African Americans legally armed, legitimately armed, protested whatever needs to be protested with their sidearm strapped on them. Let's see how the rest of America handles that when we can legally do it. When a cop can stop you and ask you questions and you can tell him to get the hell out of your face, here is my license. Here is my permit. Keep walking, boy.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and it's not a joke. Until we all band together and use their law against them, this will never change. No, because the thing about people like you and I, you know, when we start talking from the heart. Our emotions get into it.
Sometimes
you also need to use the letter of the law. You know what I mean? Because when you're talking from your heart, when you're talking from emotions, people look at you and it's like, oh, the same old story. Oh, I've heard this before. Blah, blah, blah. Sometimes you have to hit them where it hurts.
That's the truth.
Because if they're hitting us where it hurts, you know what I mean? They're hitting us where it hurts. So If they can legally carry these firearms legitimately and do whatever they want with it, then you know what? Let us legally carry our firearms too. What's good for the goose should be good for the gander.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If they can legally carry it, legally buy it, legally possess it, legally have it, and legally use it, then let all legally use that law. I bet you they changed their tune then. I bet you.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? I guarantee you they'll change their tune then. But you can only do it legitimately according to the letter of the law. If you can legally, legitimately own one, go out and get it. No questions asked. Because when they go into this, they're not asking anybody's permission. They're just doing it. So that's what we have to do. We just got to get up, go out, and do it.
Is it legal to own a gun in Canada?
I'm sorry?
Is it legal to own a gun in Canada?
Yeah, you can legally have it. You can legally have it, whether it's whether you're a hunter or a collector or a buyer, seller, or things like that. You know what I mean? You gotta go out. You gotta get the special papers and the permits and the blah 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 and the this and that. You know?
Right.
Let me ask you. If that trial, if Zimmerman's trial would have went on in Canada, do you think he would have got off?
No. He wouldn't have. And I'm gonna tell you. In my personal opinion, I say no. I'm gonna tell you why I say that too. In my opinion. See the way it works up here with the laws. If you phone 911, you phone 911 and you report something, and if they say to you stay in your truck, or if they say to you stay in your car, and you don't, if you choose to leave your car after you have been warned by the authorities, then that's on you. That's your problem.
Right.
You know what I mean? You were given a direct order by a law enforcement agency. First of all, you disobeyed that order. So that alone tells me in the first place you had no intention on obeying the law. None whatsoever.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if somebody says to you, sir, please stay in your car, help is on the way. If you choose to ignore that order, then it's on you. Bottom line, it's on you. You call me, I told you what to do. I said stay in the car. And you did not. You did not listen to my advice. So it's on you. That's your problem.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And as it should be. What you doing getting out the car? You already called the authorities. They already said they are coming. There's somebody on the way. Why couldn't you wait? You know, you're already in your car. You know, stay in your car. Drive slowly. Do something. But do not get out of the car at all. And that there is the mistake. You know, you were told not to do it, and you still did it. That means your mind was already made up before you called 911.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Your mind was made up from the moment you first saw this young man. You know, and it's a murder charge. I do not know how this man walked away innocent. I would never, ever in my life be able to figure that out. You know, but all I know is if you stand over a dying body with the smoking gun in your hand, it's a murder charge. Bottom line, end of the day, it's a murder charge. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's not like you accidentally plugged this young man. There was no accident. There was no accident whatsoever. You know?
That's real, man.
So, I mean, you got your thing hosted in your waist behind your back. If it's behind your back, that means you are the only person who knows you have it. It is hidden.
That's
away
real.
From sight. It's behind your back. It's concealed. And that's, you know, and that's another thing, too, up here in Canada. It's against the law to have a concealed weapon. You know, it has to be shown out in the open. It has to be properly displayed, whether it's in the front part of the hip or in a mount in your house or whatever. It has to be displayed. People have to, because if somebody sees it, if they know that it's there, chances are they're not going to mess with you. They're going to leave you alone.
That's true. They ain't going to mess with you.
Right. Exactly. So anything concealed is not legit up here in Canada. So, you know, it's just one of those things, just the way it is. You know what I mean?
That's real.
Yeah, but that man, he needs to go out and buy himself a lottery ticket because he just got the best piece of luck I've ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's just straight up luck. Like, I don't know. And I'm not going to blame the Crown. I'm not going to blame the court. I'm not going to blame the prosecutor because I followed the whole thing in detail. You know, he did a good job. You know, it
you don't think the prosecution could have did better?
Yeah, it could have been better. But at the end of the day, you know, you got a bunch of people on the jury that's going to do what they want to do.
Bam, he has six women. That's crazy. Six women.
Well, of course it's crazy.
That's
hell yes, it's crazy. You know what I mean? It's the most crazy thing ever. You know? Listen, strategically speaking, his attorneys knew what they were doing when they picked the jury.
Right.
They knew.
Right.
You know what I mean? Strategically speaking, they knew what they were doing going into this case. They had their plans made the moment they got the phone call from Zimmerman's family. You know what I mean? Because I know for a fact before they were hired to do this case, they were following this case on the news. Everybody was. People back home on the island knew what was going on.
That's real.
You know what I mean? The news was just everywhere. You couldn't avoid it. You know what I mean? It was just everywhere. You know? And still, I am a firm believer. I firmly believe that if every single African-American took advantage of the gun laws and started legitimately owning their guns, you would see a big difference with the American law system. Because they don't want people like you and I being armed legally, legitimately. You know what I mean? They don't want that to happen at all. Because when that happens, you know, whatever they can legally do to us, then we can legally do to them. And
that's
they don't want
with
that.
That's what happened with the Black Panthers in the 70s, where they was walking around with shotguns legally.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly. You see how fast they were taken seriously?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Next thing you know, they're being invited to special meetings at the White House.
Right.
You see what
right.
I'm saying? They're being invited. One moment they're being considered a bunch of street thugs, but the moment they legally armed themselves, all of a sudden they're being invited to the White House to have special meetings.
Now, if you see,
come up
with plans. Kind of, again, the government works in mysterious ways. Jeez.
Well, of course they do. Of course they do. You know, they are the government, and their best thing is doing to us. But the moment we start doing to them, there's going to be a problem.
I'm wondering what Obama is thinking about this whole situation. Like, what are his thoughts? And
he thinks the exact same way you and I think. He just cannot publicly come out and say what he's thinking.
Right.
But believe
me,
deep down in his heart, you know what I mean? Deep down in his heart, he's thinking exactly what I'm thinking, and he's feeling exactly what I'm feeling. But being in his position, being the man that he is, doing the job that he's doing, he has to basically tread lightly. You know what I mean?
He can't get out of character.
Lightly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He can't just, you know, he just can't get out of character and just, you know, because he's the leader, you know what I mean? He has to try and maintain peace on both sides, you know? Yeah, he was also better try and protect his legacy because he's not going to be in office forever.
Right.
You know what I mean? He wants to leave. I'm pretty sure every president wants to leave with a clean slate, you know what I mean? So he can't legitimately come out and say what he's thinking, but at the end of the day, we all know what's in his heart, you know? If he's anything like the rest of us, we know what's in his heart. But at the same time, like I said, he cannot publicly come out and just say, you know what I mean? He has to basically watch his P's and Q's, so to speak.
That's real,
you know?
Man. That's real.
But I'm going to tell you once again. We need to legally use their laws against them. And it's very important. Listen. The American gun laws is one of the most sacred things in the American legal system.
Yes.
And for some reason, they refuse to change it because it is also part of the Constitution. So the thing about change is, if you cannot embrace it, if you cannot have change, then become part of what's the norm. And if the norm is having that gun in certain states, if the norm is carrying it, if the norm is holding your grounds, then fine. Let's all do it. Let us all do it. And yeah, I bet you the law system, as far as the police goes, on the police level, on the street, the undercovers, the guys who are pulling you over, you know what I'm trying to say, just on the street, I bet you these guys change their tune and the profiling stops when they get to realize, oh, there's 50 brothers there. Yeah, but they're all legally armed. Okay, leave them alone. You know what
I mean?
Leave
them alone. They ain't messing with that.
Yeah, no, they're messing with that. Or I bet you they change their tune. I guarantee it. They will change their tune. Okay? Believe me. Believe me. We need to take our streets back. We need to start patrolling our own neighborhoods. And don't just do it because you think it's the right thing to do. And don't do it because you think it's needed to be done. You do it because it has to be done.
Right.
It has to be done. We have to take it up on ourselves to basically police ourselves. We have to. If you're driving down the street and you see a brother being pulled over by a police officer, then you stop. Pull up your car behind the brother and keep an eye out. Make sure he's okay. And you do not leave that spot until that other guy drives away first. You have
a camera in your car,
you get out with the camera. Start carrying cameras. You know what I mean? You start banding together. Start becoming one unit. And there's nothing the world hates more than when a bunch of brothers join together and band together. Okay? It scares the rest of the world. You understand? It scares them. And we need to band together. Yeah, we need to band together. And I'm not just talking about coming together at a concert or a sporting event. I'm talking about coming together in your everyday, normal, regular lives.
And you will see a difference.
You will see a difference. There is just something about strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Strength in numbers. It's the most beautiful thing. You just can't beat it. When you have everybody on the same page, with the same mind frame, all trying to achieve the same goal. There is strength in numbers.
That's positive.
Yeah, there's strength in numbers, and I'm telling you, I'm a firm believer that more African Americans need to start taking advantage of the gun laws. Right?
Oh, yeah.
These are the same gun laws that the rest of America holds so dearly. These are the exact same gun laws that you hear many Americans talking about. Oh, I have fought for our rights and freedom. Well, thank you for fighting. Now let me go out and exercise my right to exercise that freedom.
That's right.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Yeah, every state
you,
is different. Every state got different laws.
The difference now compared to, let's say, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, the difference now is that, one, the African-American population is a lot bigger than it was, let's say, 40 years ago. A lot bigger.
Right.
Two, as far as African-American goes, we also have a lot more trained African-Americans, whether they're all coming home from the military, whether they're all in the military, whether they're police officers, rescue workers. There are more trained African-Americans everywhere throughout the state. Let's put some of that training to good use. You know what I mean? Put it to good use. Teach your brothers and sisters what you know. You spent 6 years in the military. You know how to use weapons properly, how to fix them, maintain them, pull them apart. Fine. Then open up a school in your neighborhood. Teach people how to be safe with their firearms. Teach them how to fill out the paperwork to get the legitimate papers, the permit, the license, whether it's for transport, to carry it around, to have it stored in a, like, whatever the case might be. teach them how to use this law to their advantage. But do it under the law. So when you do start making up noise, when you do start kicking up rumpus, nobody can say nothing to you because you are
That's
well
true.
Within the letter of the law. You understand me? Use their laws against them. Use their laws to prove our point.
That's true. I like that.
Yeah, there is strength in numbers. And the more you can band together, see, I'm telling you, it's one of the most fearful things in the States, having African-Americans band together as one unit. You know, the rest of America, they were scared of that. Martin Luther King tried to ban all African-Americans. They took him out. Malcolm X tried to ban all Americans. They took him out. The Black Panthers tried to ban all Americans together. They dismantled that organization. Dismantled
mm-hmm.
it. You understand? Because it scares them, having us all band together. Well, you know what? If all of us being band together peacefully scares you, just wait until we band together while using your own gun laws to help our mission.
Mm. That's real, man.
I'm telling you. Because we need to, I'm saying it right now, I'm going to say it for the last time. Every single African American, go out and legally get a gun and do it all before Obama leaves office.
It's going to be World War III up in here.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you need war to maintain your peace.
Freedom ain't free.
By any means necessary. Freedom is not free. If freedom was free, everybody would have it.
Right.
You understand? It's like common sense. If common sense was really common, everybody would have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just gotta pray that everything changes for the better and that people, you know, get enlightened and we stop using racism, we stop judging others by their looks or by the color of their skin, you know? It's just we should be at peace so we wouldn't have all this stuff that's going on. Casey, you still on the line with us?
Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, Casey trying to call in now. We got another caller. Caller, you with me?
What's going on, Big Fang?
Casey, Case, what's going on, man? I know you're listening to the whole convo, man. How you feel about the whole situation, Case?
I feel the Zimmerman case is injustice, like my man say. I disagree with some things, but we're not going to get into some negative things. I would like to say a couple things to him that I feel that's not necessarily a race issue. That it's a government, a United States issue overall. The Mr. Zimmerman, it was multicultural. Do blacks have, African-Americans have less rights when it comes to courts? Yes. But police also patrol black communities more than they can patrol white communities. But there's also poor whites, poor Hispanics, and it depends on how you are brought up and where you are brought up within society as far as socialism is concerned. So I don't think that necessarily it's a black, white, or Hispanic issue. I feel overall injustice, yes. But I also understand, because I lived in Florida, I was in prison in Florida, and Florida plays by their own rules. I can explain why that man didn't get what he deserved. But on another note, real quick, I would like to state that today, as it's great for people to get together on their own, whether they be American, Native American, Indian, whether they be Canadian-born, Jamaican-born, African-American, whatever it is, yes, anyone come together, and I do agree with you. Anybody do, if you're going to bear arms legally. That is 100% correct. But I also want to say that you have to realize that today, and you can, I don't have the proof, unfortunately, but I think that you may agree with me, sir, that there are more whites today because of the white youth and basically my generation. When I was born in 1978, we grew up, and, you know, hip-hop persuaded a lot of us, which took us into different culture fields and the different neighborhoods, and there's more whites today, in my opinion, and I state again, in my opinion, that support African-American causes today than ever. I watched on the news here up in New Hampshire, where I stay now. I did some time in Florida, but I'm from New Jersey. And Boston, they rallied, and they, you know, we all saw the news. They went nuts. Well, not too nuts, but probably more than what they should have. Now, real quick, the issue with Florida, why Zimmerman didn't get what he had coming to him was for two reasons. One, Florida cuts the jury down from a jury of 12 peers to six. So there's only six people now deciding, so majority is cut in half. Another thing is, as you stated, your stand your ground law. Florida really states on that. Now, you noticed about illegal possession. Yes, he could have been charged with felonious possession of a firearm or a concealed weapon. Okay, and that's what they did with Anthony Casey. They couldn't get her on murder because the cops down there are terrible, first of all. And the same thing happened in this case. The cops didn't have the proper evidence. Well, all they kept doing was showing the signs of the victim, Trayvon, what he did to a security guard or whatever he was, neighborhood patrol's head and his wound. So automatically he has the right now in the state of Florida, because no one was there but those two. One's alive, one's dead. And unfortunately, justice was not served, and it happens very often. And there's more people even killed on death row who don't deserve to be there. That's a whole other story. But I think it's a socialism issue. Classism, not socialism. I screwed up when I said socialism. I apologize to everybody. It's a classism issue. They classify us, and they classify in certain neighborhoods, and police patrol is more present, and that's how snitches come about. And, like you said, everyone should stick together, and communities should stick together. Definitely, as you said, someone gets pulled over behind them. Go ahead, exactly. Cameras, perfect ideas. But to say that it's you can blame it on a certain race, creed, color, gender, sex, I disagree with you on that, sir. I think it's totally a community-level concern, and that most people in communities feel that they don't have time to deal with it because life is so hectic nowadays, and it really is, especially if you live in a city. And it is crazy. In the United States, it really is strange to me because I'm a two-time offender with drug charges. I live in a state where possession of 7 grams of marijuana or more will be my third strike. And it's a three-strike state. But every state to the left or right of me, 1 point mile down the road, $100 ticket. How are we one nation under God, indivisible, in one country? It makes no sense. If I move a mile and a half across the Connecticut River into Vermont, all of a sudden now I get a $100 ticket if I'm in possession. If I get caught here with just a quarter ounce of marijuana, I'm looking at 1 to 10 years. So it goes down to division of states, state laws. There was no federal thing, and I know I've been rambling, but I had a lot to say. I heard you speak for a while, and I'd like to hear your rebuttal on that, or Big Ben, or Lauren, beautiful Lauren. What's going on?
Why don't we play some heat? Let everybody just cool off some feet, and then come back and chop
Let's
it up.
Let's do that.
All
Let's
right.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Hip Hop Stock Exchange.
Hey,
Let's dude, get
yo,
it.
For real.
Oh, bad bitches with a dime piece. Money on my mind, so I never think my mind sleeps. 24/7, 7 days of the week. Shout out to the hustlers that stays in the street. Think about an M with another M. Total that together, what you got is him. Double G's up, double G's up. For my cool rat. Throw your bees up, you're moving too fast, you need to ease up. This hot tech 9 can get you seized up. With male swimming and the money holds down, we up. You can catch me on the side, like a clean cut. Chilling in the Beamer, listening to Issa. Fresh like it's Issa, blowing on the Nina. Couple bad bitches just chilling with mad niggas. It's nothing to mess with us, you know that we cash get us on, baby.
Move on, move on, move on, move on, move on.
Getting ultra high, sitting on the 20. Do you know this guy?
I guess not, I ain't major though.
Major though.
All about a meal, see your paper though.
Paper though.
And if it ain't given, I'ma take it though. That's why I jabs in his bitch like a rape a hoe.
Ha. Move on, move on, move on, move on, move on.
Stop seeing, stop seeing.
City boy, niggas on ill shit, wouldn't break a fit, boy. Talking like they kill shit. Rap my they gum, pump some I need a deal shit. But hating on cash ain't gon' earn you your meal ticket. Nigga, I'm real wicked with the flow. I can flip it for the dough, call it brick for the low. Prime time hustler, call me the big show. Clock work for the cash, no glass, but I win dough. Homie, I'm a dog, out that motherfucking kennel. Wrist looking rocks and pockets on rental. Haters wanna stop me, showing me their dental. Heist thrilling hard through that motherfucking rental with a bad bitch name. Took her on the playlist. Cameras in the room, I was trying to put the rape in. Ain't got the rub on, I let her mouth rape me. Big butt, little body, can't let her break me. I move on,
move on, move on, move on, move on, move on, move on, move on.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, we got a special show this week, man. It's going down, you know, with the case this past Saturday. We got Tika Town, Lionel calling from Canada. What's going on, bro?
Not much, my man. I'm still here, bro, checking out the show, you know?
Yes, yes, we got Casey rocking with us, yes. So how you feel about what Casey was talking about?
He has some extremely valid points. A lot of the things he said make sense. I will give that to him. But I do have one question.
Listen.
And just one very, very simple question. Do you think that Zimmerman would have done the exact same thing had Mr. Martin been a Caucasian kid?
No, not at all.
And do you think he would have done the same thing had Mr. Martin been a Hispanic kid?
Not at all. Definitely. Even more so than a white. No.
Thank you.
No,
at the end of the day, it's not about making it a race issue. It's not about making it a grown-up against a child issue. It's not even about making it a murder issue. I am just calling it the way I see it. Everything I have said about Mr. Zimmerman, I have said because those were the things he did. On his own volition, on his own free will, he acted towards a certain young man, and he acted towards that man in a certain manner. You know what I mean? I am not making it a racial issue because I think it's a racial issue. Mr. Zimmerman did that himself. So because he himself did it that way is why I am saying it. You know, I am not putting something on Mr. Zimmerman. I am just calling it the way he himself did it. If that's what you did, I am going to say you did that. I am not going to sugarcoat it. I am not going to say something different.
See?
You know, and this thing about Mr. Zimmerman, it was not a race issue because he is not white. Don't get it twisted, eh? Everybody hates us sometimes, not just only Caucasian people. Everybody. You know what I mean? The only ones that don't hate us is us. Let's be realistic about it. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
More so. Listen, I can't sit here and argue and say that statistics are lying. No, they're not. I listen. I've been around. My skin color may be a certain thing, but, you know, I know what you're saying is true. But I do have to say that talking about a revolution is a little extreme. Are things ever going to be right in this country? No. I see the prognosis in 1,000 years from now, everyone being a same color of brown. a light tan brown. Everyone's going to be there, in my opinion, as you stated earlier. So, you know, I mean, that's just how I mean, that's how I feel. You know, it's where you live type of an issue. Like I said this a couple of weeks ago on the phone here on this radio show, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Tune in every Wednesday. Got to plug it for my boy. That if police presence, if they had the same presence they do in, say, you know, Compton, California, they did in Beverly Hills, they'd start noticing that the ones in the BMWs and the Corvettes are doing the same exact thing they're doing, you know, maybe in a less fortunate neighborhood, but they just don't have the presence up there. And I do understand exactly what you're saying. Times are changing. I don't know. I don't really don't know what else to say. I mean, times are changing. It's not a race issue. It's a classism issue.
A lot of times that's true. The class issue. You know, a lot of times it's true, but it's not true all the time.
They didn't have a strong case against Zimmerman. It was premature ejaculation. They went so fast with it because there was so much pressure put on to the DA's office. And I've been locked up in Florida. I know how the DA works. It's such a big state. It's got 144 institutions. It has 70-something. That county is all the prosecutors want to prosecute to the maximum extent of the law. It doesn't matter if it's a nickel and dime weed. Black, white, Puerto Rican, whoever, they want full conviction. That way they have a chance of moving up politically. It's a political thing, and Florida is one of the worst states. Florida, Texas, and California are one of the worst states to ever get in trouble with the law. Now, if a man get in trouble with the law, they also, like I said, they have the hold your ground rule. And the fact that they kept showing the photos, in my opinion, of Zimmerman's head, they said it was okay. But you're right. Why didn't they at least charge him with the concealed weapon charge? You're right. The prosecution wasn't smart enough to at least do that. I guess they thought they had a strong enough case. That's why Casey Anthony did get time for something, I think, child endangerment or lying to police. But by the time that was done, should have had time served, left like a week later. So that's where I'm at. And I apologize. I called in. Won't stop calling me. I might have to disconnect in a minute.
Oh, stop. You know you're the third host of the show. Stop playing. Come on now. It's all right, man. That's what's up, though, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. It's a special show this week. You know what I mean? We're going to do a little different this week. It's only right, you know? That's what we do. We talk about more than just music. We talk about social issues, everything that's going on in the world. And, you know, it's important this week, you know, we shed light on this show.
Social issues are very important, and I want to thank
That's
you guys
right.
for bringing certain things to light, because the people need to know. But what's more important is that they also need to understand.
Right.
You know what I mean? They need to understand. And what you're doing here right now is a good way to start. It's all about open dialect.
Right.
It's all
right.
about different people with different views coming together, trying to find the common ground.
Exactly.
And once you find the common ground, then that's what you build on.
Right.
The thing
you
is,
know
the, passion, I, the passion that you and I have, a lot of others don't have it. They just look at it and say, okay, well, that's just a, you know,
and you know what? I understand.
And they don't back it up. Like what you say, I remember hearing in you know, music songs, especially throughout the underground, Sabak Red. I mean, he's got a whole entire song about, you know, bringing your environment together, you know, take notes, you know, get the badges from you. I want to quote him. He says, get to know the names and numbers of the badges from the police and the precinct. Show your streets in the face. Let them know that you're decent. You know, get a surveillance unit. Get, you know, your neighborhood together. But unless you do that, there's not going to be change. And you're going to have your bad, you know. You also have your so-called, as you know, society tells us to call you Uncle Toms, too, also working for the police department. I'm not backing any side. What I'm saying is I don't think it has to do with anything. But money, and the money is the root of all evil. Those making money shit on the ones on the bottom of the barrel. And that's just the way.
At the bottom of the yeah.
Add that money, or
that way.
Somebody took his case because he knew it was going to be publicity pro bono. And that's probably what happened. And he ate up the prosecution.
Ate him alive.
You're right.
Huh?
If it wasn't, if it would have been a white boy, or even. A Hispanic boy, that man would not even probably have approached him. I do agree with you on that.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, the thing now is that as people, as one unit, you know, not as individuals, as one unit, we all need to come together, band together, and make sure this type of stuff doesn't happen anymore. And if it does happen, then the person that does it, they need to be held accountable. Don't just put on a big show because you want to silence the public. Or don't just put on a big show because people's emotions are going crazy. You know what I mean? You do it for two reasons. One, it's the right thing to do. And two, that person broke the law. That person took the life of a small child who was just minding his own business.
Those Skittles are deadly, though, man.
But that's just it, though. What else is a child supposed to have in his hand other than junk food or maybe his music player? He's a kid.
Right.
He's supposed to be carrying junk food around. That's what kids do.
I guess it was poor judgment. I was trying to make light of to back up your situation and your stance of what did he have on him that was dangerous, Skittles in a juice box?
Yeah.
That was the point I tried to make. Please don't take that in the wrong context.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, believe you me, like I said, it's all about open dialect. It's about people coming together, you know what I mean? Open discussions are very, very important.
Right.
It was me that there would be more white people today than it would be in 1970 that would support a black cause. If they had a million man march today with a modern day Dr. Martin Luther King, that there would be white people at that rally. I believe so.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely.
They were there marching with Martin Luther King in the 60s.
They were there, exactly. They were,
I would probably be there with
them. Yeah.
So, I mean, that does show that we've come somewhat so far. You got to remember, women in this country couldn't even vote. Something strange has happened in the United States and the whole entire world within the last 60 years as far as technology and money and wars and what they tell us, what they don't tell us, because money has overtaken all. So what we hear is half truth, and then they give us what they want, and somewhere in between lies the real truth. And it takes people such as yourself and myself and others, and such as Lauren and, you know, Big Ben over there, who think laterally, think outside the box. You know, it's a great idea to come up with an idea. Now, if you live in a community where you can be a leader in your block, and once someone sees someone taking initiative, and even if your first meeting, only two other people on your block show up, just keep having these meetings. Word of mouth will spread, and eventually, if you want to shake drug dealers out of your neighborhood because your children are going to school, you know, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I've been there, done that, and I'm done. But you know. It's all different phases of life. Everything evolves. Everything changes.
Everybody has to grow up and mature.
Right.
But I don't feel like saying to have everybody armed, to be armed. I say your best weapon of choice right now is the video camera, because that's the only thing that works in a court of law. Video cameras don't lie. Guns wind up with acquittals, as we see, even if the wrong person has it.
That's real, man.
We need to take a stand. Once and for all, we need to make that final stand. How much longer are we going to keep putting up with what's being dished out and served to us? We need to take a stand. Once and for all. And until that day comes, we're going to keep being fed the same garbage we've always been fed. And the funny thing is, we're not even being spoon-fed. We're being shoveled. They're using a shovel to throw it in our face. You understand?
I do not disagree.
At what point in time in a man's life does a man wake up one morning, look himself in the mirror, and say, okay, that's it, enough. The change starts today. It starts with me.
And you live in Canada?
What I mean? Yeah.
I have people in Norway who left the United States because they can't stand the laws and the three-strike laws and all the injustice and the death penalty. And they're still fighting it from over there. And they figure it's a safer fight from over there.
From over there. It's hard.
It takes a lot of work, and it's really hard to find people. Someone said a long time ago, and I don't know who to quote, but 10% of the United States population know exactly what's going on. I'd like to think that we are on the phone. 10% of the population are just too clueless. They might be mentally ill. They have no clue. But the other 80% is middle America. They just really don't care. As long as their cornfields grow and their pockets aren't affected and their taxes don't go up too high, why run out and vote on a bill that has nothing to do with them? Why make any changes in legislation? So that's the issue with America today. But I also want to state, because I'm trying to tell you that changes are coming, actually, for the first time in American history, whites are the minority. Not saying that there's more blacks than whites in America. There are more non-Caucasians in America, including Asians, other, whatever, how they break it down. African Americans, Hispanics, Latinos, I don't know how they break it down, but there's so many crazy questions. American Indian. What is a Pacific Islander? I've never met one in my life. I mean, so many questions are crazy. But actually, whites are the minority, and, like, you know, actually in this country, it actually happened about, according to the USA Today, probably about a little less than a year ago. So change is coming. I mean, it might not happen in our lifetime, but anybody who wants to talk about it got to be about it. I mean, with all due respect, but it's going to be very hard to get it done from Canada. You got to, you know, you got a lot of red tape to get through to make change. And I wish you the best of luck. And I do agree with you, but I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I fought the same fight, and I had to put it down because it wasn't a beat him, join him. It was I had to have tranquility in my life, and I wasn't going to see the change in my life. If I saw something rise up, yeah, I would join for it, but I have to take care of my own, which means, if I have to join corporate America at this point in my life, I've been avoiding it. If I have to now, I don't want to. I might.
In that instance, though, that's just about your own personal life getting ahead. You know, that's, you got your family, you got your own, you got the kids, you got the wife, you know what I mean? You need to make a living. Joining corporate America doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It just means you're trying to get ahead. And for most people, that's what we're all trying to do. We're trying to get ahead in our lives, you know, whether it's a better career, a better income, whatever the case might be. And that's something I understand, and that's something I fully support. Because if you're in an office working, I don't have to worry about you when I cross the street.
May I ask you a difficult question? It's going to cause a little controversy. What about black-on-black crime?
Black-on-black crime pisses me off more than anything else.
How come no one's talking about... What happened? Where's Tupac or Biggie's killer? Why is it that a Hispanic / Caucasian, what happened there? No one will know that night. And the reason why he got off is because he's the only one to tell the story. And someone took his case because it was high profile. That's it. Money wins. That's it. And it's a screwed up. You're right. It's screwed up. But at the same time, when I first tuned in, I didn't get punched through. I listened for a good half hour. I was streaming, listening. There was a lot of stuff that was mentioned, and that's why I was trying to say that it's not a race issue. No one knows if Zimmerman. I don't, and again, I'm going to state for the last time, I do not agree with the verdict. But at the same time, who knows whether he's 90% Hispanic and 10% white. He didn't look white to me at all. I didn't understand why people were protesting the street. I said, damn, he must be white. I swear, I woke up the next day when I saw it. I didn't know. I said, well, if everyone's protesting, he must be a white man. I didn't understand that. With the changes, with having a black president, a black and a white president in office, with everything that's going on, the world ain't perfect. Ain't nobody perfect, okay? It's a community issue, and each community needs to take their communities one by one, but not by violence and not by weapons. With all due respect, bro, I understand you have your own opinion. Are you born in the States? Have you ever lived in the States? I know you're in Canada
now. I've been to the States a few times. I lived in the States before I came to Canada.
Have you ever had a citizenship in the United States?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
What happened to your citizenship? You just gave it up and moved to Canada?
Oh, no, nothing. No, I didn't give it up. When I was little, my parents moved to Canada because of a job offer that my dad was given.
Okay.
When we were little kids. Then we just came here, you know?
Aspects of how much Hispanic or how much Caucasian was in this man. Who killed Tupac? I want to know that. Why aren't we chasing that no more? Why ain't no one chasing down Las Vegas PD about that?
You're right. It's going to be for the next part of the segment of the show. We got to find out. These are good questions. But, you know, it's a
very good question.
If you want to do this again, we could schedule a date, and I'll sit down, and he can sit down, and... I'd love to
do this.
I was thinking about surprise.
Yeah, that's something I would like to know as well.
You can give you my personal information if he don't mind. I'm right over the phone lines right now, and you and I can have debates. I am a college student, so I don't have too much time, but I do get back to it.
So
I'm not a privileged occasion with money. I'm paying on government loans out the butt.
Yeah, y'all should
converse. What are you studying?
What are you
studying?
Business, marketing, and advertising.
Good, good.
Good.
Very good. I like to hear things like that. Nice.
I appreciate that, and I expect your intellect, but I think that I can learn from you. You can learn from me, but this still is Hip Hop Stock Exchange. I'm looking at the clock, and I think that they missed their weekly.
The rundown, it's all good. We're going to skip the rundown this week, you know, because it's a special show here. So this week, you know, we're going to bypass that, you know, more important, you know what I mean?
Thank you for being on the show with us. Casey, thank you so much. You know, you always come and enlighten us even more. Definitely good to hear from you.
I appreciate
that.
And Lionel, man. Part of we didn't get to really talk about the music too much, know what I mean? But we have more important things to talk
about. That's okay, bro. You got to touch on the important stuff, and I'm glad you did. You know what I mean? I can always call you back another time when we can get done with the music.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. But let everybody know. Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, let everybody know how to check out your artist music and see everything you got going on, get in contact with
you. Yeah, you can go to tikatown.com. TEEKATOWN.com. Everything you need to know is there. All of there's videos, music, bios, pictures. You know, everything is there. The one stop shop. Just go straight to TEEKATOWN.com. TEEKATOWN. And everything you need to know is on that site.
Have you ever worked with Eternia? Because I know she's an incredible female artist. I think she's out of Quebec.
She's extremely talented. Yeah, she's extremely talented.
Yes, I've opened for her a couple times back in the day. I do not do hip-hop no more, but I have my time to shine. But
nice.
Extremely talented.
Nice. What made you give it up?
It's a very grueling lifestyle, and the world changed. Digital downloads, and I wasn't with the technology, you know, and life throws you curveballs. And I was sitting waiting for my
pitch.
Sure, and I was
does.
Waiting. I had to walk away.
Yeah.
Bad contracts, everything.
And you just walked away and left it.
Hip hop's still my blood.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you call it Hip Hop Stock Exchange, man, because it's in your blood. That's what we do, man. Gotcha.
That's
yeah.
the only reason why I call.
That's
yeah.
right.
Besides,
yeah.
besides the talk, you know, Big Ben.
Big
Ben. He need to change his name to Big Ben. Big Ben Frank. There you
just
go.
Just call me Frank. Just call me Frank. I'm good.
All right, Frank.
All right.
That's the
Frank,
boss
yeah,
man. That's the boss man.
That's what's up, man. But Lionel, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Definitely call back anytime.
Thank you for having
Send us
me.
Some of your music.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely, man.
Indeed.
I'm
it's
glad
it's
to hear
done.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having, you know, your point of view, you know what I mean, on the situation.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think the way I think because of certain things I experience in my life.
Right.
I have certain experiences that forms the way I think. I don't think the way I do because of my emotions or because I'm jumping on everybody else's bandwagon. I have had certain experiences, And because of those experiences, I know what goes on in the real world. And I also know as a grown man that change is not something you accept. You have to go out and make it happen yourself.
Right.
You have
right.
to be part of the change that you want. You have to be a part of it. You have to get involved. You have to be in it to win it, so to speak. You have to be in it to make it happen. You know what I mean? You can't just stand on the outskirts and give your opinions. You have to be a part of the process.
That's real, man. You got to everybody stand up.
Yeah.
Real.
You know, like I said, I've had certain experiences in my life that, and because of those experiences, I know what can happen, and I know what does happen. Believe me. You know? So in order to make change, you have to go out there and get it done yourself. Don't depend on nobody else to do it for you. Go out and make it happen. Along the way, you're going to meet a few other people that's on the same page as you are, and then you have allies, and your allies will grow. But you have to be in order to win those allies.
I have a website to drop if anyone's interested in more things than change. So visit Guerrilla Republic. There's a Canadian branch. There's a Scandinavian branch. There's an original branch. There's an Australian branch. They're everywhere. Guerrilla Republic. Google it. And they are part and very active in all these issues throughout the world. That's www.guerrilla.com. GuerrillaRepublic.com.
GuerrillaRepublic.com?
Yes. Or just Google Guerrilla Republic and you'll find your local chapter.
Beautiful. I'm going to do that just now.
That's what's up, man. Great show tonight, man. Definitely a pleasure having y'all calling.
Thank you.
That's Republic with a K at the end.
And you know, Casey, you know you're always welcome. You're the third host of the show. Call in next week. You know how we do.
I'm not the third wheel. I'm the whole back axle.
So whatever you want to call it, the axle, the bearings, whatever you want to call it, man.
Oh, don't say
you know
that.
How we do. You know.
Hey, great
do,
show
man.
Tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Right, you all have a
definitely,
good night.
Man.
You too,
right,
too
brother.
Love to everybody. Peace.
All right, peace.
Respect.
Hip hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We had a special show this week, you know what I mean? We're going to come back with the rundown next week. We got you. All the listeners, one love. We appreciate all y'all support. R.I.P. Trayvon Martin, you already know. We're going to leave y'all with some music. You know how we do. You know how we do. One love, y'all.
Take the blame for my failures. Be what you want to be. Fuck with the dead. For my failures. Gotta blame you. Hate the fact that you lied to me. I'm about to meet my maker. Take a blame for my failures. Be what you wanna be. Fuck what they say. For my failures. I gotta blame you. Hate the fact that you lied to me. I'm about to meet my maker. Don't look at me. I ain't built no jail. Got the child locked up. Been going for a while. I'm making them sell. Got the daughter knocked up too. It wasn't me, nah. Ain't the one to left a home on the loan. They can see growing at only 13. I didn't sign no bill. I didn't pass no law. They give police the right to run on me and start digging all in my draw. What type of place is this? Where we at? We ain't hell 666. Niggas down to get rich. The rich don't give two goddamn shit. The plot only gets thick. To get my life with a trick. It's a trick. One slip, you be caught in the mix. In the mix. Be careful, that chick ain't a chick. Ain't a chick. Things like this, I need more drone. Go in the booth and let go my soul. I'm taking back all the things they stole. You can't see the truth, just blame me so. Take the blame for my failures. Be what you wanna be. Fuck with the dead. For my failures. Gotta blame you. Hate the fact that you lied to me. I'm about to meet my maker. Take a blame for my failures. Be what you wanna be, fuck what they tell you. For my failures, I gotta blame you. Hate the fact that you lied to me, I'm about to meet my maker.
I don't know about you, but I ain't make more guns. Why bodies keep dropping, brothers keep dying where I'm from. I didn't build no boat, I didn't sell no ship, I ain't put you in chains to stop all that self-hating shit. This ain't my fault, but I'll take the blame. I didn't
that perfect stranger with a lot of build a finger. Stand up and go, rock the boat. Live life the best way you know. Don't believe everything that you told. Stay low, they be blaming you next. Next.
Take the blame for my failures.
Be what you wanna be. Fuck with it, then.
For my failures. Gotta blame it.
Hate the fact that you lied to me. I'm about to meet my maker.
Take the blame for my failures.
Be what you wanna be. Fuck with it, then.
For my failures. I gotta blame it.
Hate the fact that you lied to me. I'm about to meet my maker.